Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for a riveting round of great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
Hack.
We do not have a lovely couple today.
Oh.
We have...
Boom, roasted.
We have a pair of siblings today
who are
talking about their father and his love life.
Okay. Calvin looks like won the toss here. Calvin?
Yai.
What's going on?
Well, my dad is dating again after, so backstory is that my mom passed away a few years ago.
Okay.
And my dad obviously took a respectful amount of time to mourn, and now he's dating again. And he's dating a woman that is significantly younger than he is. I'm talking 40 plus years at this point. And she's around my age, so that's just a weird thing. But they're going on fancier and fancier trips right now, and she's burning. My dad has some money, you know. I'm going to be honest. My dad makes a good living, or did make a good living.
Okay.
But they're burning through a lot of that right now, and I'm just feeling like there needs to be some sort of prenup situation if this relationship is going to escalate at all, because I think that she is in it for not the right reasons.
Okay. So you want to go to your dad and say, you need protection.
Wait, are they getting married?
It's something that is on the table. The way that it's looking right now, that's where it's going, and I want to cut this off at the pass.
Oh.
I want a prenup. I want my dad to have a prenuptial agreement so this woman does not take him for everything. She is already convinced. My dad wasn't a flashy guy when my mom was alive. They weren't, you know, flying first class everywhere, going on fancier and fancier trips. And that's what's happening here. And it's all just a little too fishy for me.
Okay. And then, and also, like, they don't have to get married for her to be common law. Do you know what
True.
I mean? Like, if she moved in, she would have, if he died, there's a bit of a
protection for her.
Correct.
Interesting. Okay.
Let's get your sister in here, Cynthia.
Yai.
What do you think? You're okay with this happening?
I'm just really happy to see my dad happy. He was really, really down, obviously, after our mom passed.
Yeah.
And I just feel like he seems so young again. And he's like, he's buying flowers. They're going on dates, obviously, writing love notes, going on trips. And he just seems like really, really happy. So personally, I'm really happy for him. I know that there's an age gap, and I know a lot of people are uncomfortable with that, but I I guess in my mind, I just think, like, I know our mother would want him to be happy, and he seems really happy.
Would she?
So, I mean, in the sense that he's happy, maybe she wouldn't be super pleased that he's dating a younger woman, but... He's a grown man. It's his choice. It's his money. I just think, like, if that's what he wants to do with it, that's okay.
Do you trust this woman?
I mean, I don't know her too well, but I feel like it's a little... Yeah, I mean, she doesn't strike me as, like, malicious or anything.
Just young.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to strike you as malicious for her to... I mean... It's not like she's going to be sitting there wringing her hand. It's just super suspicious. Like, what do they have in common? And also, don't you think this is slightly disrespectful to the, you know, decades that he and mom had together, that now he's, like, out in the town with this woman spending all of this money in such a flashy way? It's just...
I just don't. I think that she would want dad to be happy. And yeah, it's different from what they had. It's very different. That's also probably why it appeals to him, because it doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm just trying to recreate, you know, my relationship with my dead wife. Like, it's not that. So,
oh my God, this is gross.
I just feel like it's different, and he's happy. And like I said, he's a grown man. It's his decision.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's not gross. You just don't think about this happening, and this is happening. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't, like.
But what if they're just in love?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's why I don't.
That's kind of what I think.
And is this new girlfriend taking advantage of him, or is he kind of, is he making up for lost time at all?
That's what I was thinking. Like, is he living now?
Yeah. And he's
not saying that he wasn't with.
Think he's taking advantage of him. I think he's spoiling her, and he's happy to.
Yeah.
And like, that's his choice. He made all this money. Like, let him spend it.
Yeah, but that's part of mom's money, too. I don't think mom would want him spending the money that way. That is part that, you know, she worked. She contributed to this family.
But
and that's
the
money that he's spending. Man. I understand, but, you know, it's...
I mean...
It's just not a bad point,
but he just... It's his money. It's not... We don't have... control. Like, yeah, I mean, obviously we can talk to him, that's what the whole thing's about, but like, I just feel like you're making it seem like he's some like senile old man with dementia, and
it kind of seems like you're
more interested in the inheritance than anything. So
I'm not interested in the inheritance. Look, then why are you trying to protect it, Kelvin? Well, because what I think is happening is that this is a reflex from my father's mourning. And he is being irrational in his behavior right now.
How can it be a reflex when he just said he took time to mourn mom? He literally took months to mourn mom.
Cynthia, if he blows every ounce of the money, do you care?
I mean, quite literally, it is his choice. I also work. I'm going to be fine. It's his money. He made it. So, like, let the man spend it.
And Calvin, if he was blown it on something else other than a woman, would you be fine?
I think, like, if he were getting into philanthropy in some way, in a new way, if he were like considering, you know, I don't know, whatever it could be, something that just felt like it was more for him. It just feels like it's a little bit too conveniently more for her, and he's going along with it just to keep this relationship going. So, I get where he's coming from. I think there is somebody more age appropriate, somebody who perhaps brings a little bit more to the table, and he can make some rational decisions and not be subject and vulnerable to a young, frankly, like, who I think a woman who's a gold digger. You know, that's brass tacks.
Do you think he's happy?
I think he thinks he's happy right now, but I think in about 2 years, he's going to turn around and feel drained. He's going to feel drained, and who knows if this woman's going to stick around once that happens.
Okay. You guys, I seriously, we appreciate you coming on. This is so serious, and like, just hang on. We're going to get you some jury members, so don't move. I don't know how to pick a side. You want him to be happy. I'm not trying to be cruel. He's still alive.
Yeah. Right.
She's not. So,
well,
he's supposed to live.
There's probably some sort of compromise here, but I don't know how you go to your dad and you say, stop.
Stop being happy.
Stop being happy. Stop living your life. That's not fair.
But also, if it wasn't him dating a younger woman, if he had started hoarding, or if he had, like, then children often with elderly parents do step in and say, mm-hmm. you're not in your right mind, or you need our help, and we want to be here for you. So it's, is this...
Can we call this unhealthy behavior?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what, is this that?
Maybe. He's sleeping with someone.
But she's also, did he say 40
yeah.
years younger?
Okay. I'm not here for
that's
it.
That's yucky.
No, sure. Sure.
That makes me question her intentions. I'll say that.
But there are some women who just like old men. Older men. Sorry.
Like she's...
So you know what I'm saying? Like yeah. there are some women who are just like, and I'm not trying to be weird, but like have that daddy...
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not, yeah. It is tough because I assume their mother knew him before he made his money, and it sounds like they made it together. And yeah. Like, and
I think that's irrelevant.
But now this, she doesn't know. She
now
only
it's a
knows,
new chapter, and you can go do the things geez. That you haven't done before with respect.
But she only knows the wealth and this man. Like that's all she knows. Mm. So is that suspicious? Kind of.
Yes. But kind of not.
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe I'm not mad at her because I want to be her.
Yeah.
So Calvin says, we got to stop this. Cynthia's like, I want dad to be happy. It's all about the money. If there weren't money here, I don't think we'd be yeah. having this. They wouldn't no. be on here.
Well, they might still be like, this is weird, but.
Right. Yeah. Pick a side. Should they intervene in their dad's new relationship or not? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is probably the hardest great mate debate we've ever been involved in because I almost always have an opinion. I almost always have a mm-hmm. side. And this, so it's Calvin yeah. and Cynthia, their brother and sister, their dad. We don't want to ask age. We don't want any more specific information out there, but we're like trying to do math. It's like if he's 60, she's 20. Ew. If he's 65, she's 25, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, their dad, mom has passed a few years ago. Dad is dating somebody considerably younger. And now dad is blowing through cash.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like he never did before when mom was still alive.
Right.
But we don't necessarily know why they didn't. Maybe the mom didn't like traveling and the dad always did. And now he has a chance mm-hmm. to.
End of life, maybe you just do that anyway. If mom was yeah. still alive, let me ask that. Calvin, do you think he would have been blowing money if mom was still alive?
No, I don't. Very I think they
do you think he would
enjoyed.
Be? Does Cynthia think that he would be blowing money if mom was still alive?
I mean, it's like maybe they would have traveled more. It's kind of hard to say, like what people do with their retirement. I'm not sure.
Can I say, my dad never traveled when we were growing up. Like there was no big trips, whatever.
Okay.
And he is remarried and I love my stepmom and they are never home.
Wow.
So but it's different because I don't feel anything about like they're blowing my inheritance at all.
Right.
It's not mine. It's theirs.
Right.
Also, she's age appropriate.
But what is age appropriate? If May December.
40 is not. But I'm sorry.
May December is a thing. Everybody knows what that is, right? So
what
May is? December. It's called the May December romance.
Why is that? It's like
because he's December, late month. She's May, younger. Like it's just a thing.
Yeah.
So that's appropriate.
And you would feel okay dating someone who was born when you were 40? That would be illegal.
It's not illegal.
Well,
if I dated her when she was born and I was 40.
No, currently, if you dated someone who was born when you were 40.
No, yeah, so? Okay.
So?
Calvin, Cynthia, we've got some texts and we've got some, okay. Christy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the son's side.
Why?
Because if their dad spends all his money right now, when he gets really old, they'll end up having to take care of him.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's true.
So that's your only...
Well, besides the age difference, that's a little... I don't understand the woman on this. But that would be my only thing. Otherwise, yeah, it's his money. I think they just need to tell him, hey, be careful that you can get assisted living or whatever else you're going to need.
I kind of get that.
Okay.
But why are you so angry at me?
I just think it's like you can't help who you love. And I like, if this woman, like, I don't know how to put it into words, but if she genuinely has a thing for older guys,
then she'll take care of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I didn't think of that option.
You know, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
She's not. She's going to want.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
But once things get difficult and money needs to be conserved because he needs, you know, advanced care and he can't go traveling all the time, all that sort of stuff.
So you really think Dad wouldn't plan ahead at all to put any money aside, like, for end of life? You don't. Dad is very pragmatic. You know that.
He would do that. He is pragmatic. You're right. But I'm
saying,
so
then what's the issue?
She's going to fly away the moment that it happens.
You don't know that.
It's no longer fancy trips.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, eating out every night, doing everything like that. It's
Calvin,
not,
Calvin, yeah. Have you met this woman?
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
I've met her.
Like, do you just not like her?
She's fine, you know.
How do you treat her?
She's immature. She's immature. I mean, you know.
I think he was cold to her personally. I thought she was nice, but.
Yeah, I mean, of course I'm going to be protective. You say cold, I say protective, but you know, I'm cordial.
I mean,
but again, it's all real suspicious.
At first.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Slacker. I'm just wondering what other red flags could she have presented other than they're spending more money, they're going on more trips.
Right.
She's 40 years young.
Well,
like, what?
I mean,
what's the red flag that's missing?
There's a huge red flag that I didn't even mention. Okay. When they first met, she was working part time. She doesn't work anymore.
Well, that's not great news.
Okay. Yeah. I just have to ask this, and I know there's some text and stuff we're going to read, but let me just. Do you think, Calvin, and I know what your answer is going to be, but I think I do. Do you think she's suggesting the travel? Do you think she's got a gun to his head? Like, if we don't go eat at a 5-star restaurant, or is your dad just lavishing gifts on somebody he loves? Mm. There's a difference. There's a complete. If he's just like, I love this girl and she likes Paris, so I'm going to take her. Or is she going, I really like Paris.
I
really need to
go.
Like,
it's the latter. It's the latter.
Of course you would say
that.
You're not.
I've been around
her.
And she frames it. She frames it as, you need to treat yourself. You need to. Well,
he does.
She also happens to be conveniently getting treated at the same time. So that drove me up the wall when I heard her say
Heaven
that.
Forbid,
you want him traveling alone?
Happy at once.
Okay.
No, I don't want him traveling alone, but you need to treat yourself can't be something that someone says to their partner every single day, you know?
Okay. What do we have an answer?
We had another caller who dropped off who was also on Calvin's side. She says you need to make sure to secure.
So we can't let Dad be happy.
I get both of the callers seem very focused on the money. On what's going to happen to that, the inheritance or however his fortune, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Prenup. That's what needs to happen. That's what needs to happen. If this goes any further, there needs to be a prenup. And let me tell you this, when that paper comes out, let's see if she sticks around.
Mm. Wow. Thank you guys. We'll be looking for an update at some point.
Thank you.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. It's time for news or nope. Aaron?
Yeah. News. News.
No!
Yeah.
No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
This is news or nope.
We all have our nopes.
We all have our nopes. Nobody's. Yeah. We're all very kind to each other.
To be
lately.
Honest, I forget I have mine.
We just want to hear the news.
Yeah, we do. This is when we do the news of the day, mm-hmm. like different things.
Erica is
previously on news or nope.
Yes!
Okay. TX set up a thing where it was like 10%.
Yes. Yeah. 1 in 10 women say they wear this of their man.
And I was saying it's real sexy to wear the Oxford or whatever, the button-down
shirt.
That's
how we got so off track. We couldn't finish.
And we didn't have time.
Yeah. I guessed boxers.
Okay. And Aaron, did you even have a guess?
I didn't have a guess because I said sweatpants would be higher, so it's not
it's
that.
Too high.
Yeah.
Or maybe his glasses.
What?
Or his...
Oh. Socks?
Hats?
His what?
No, hats. What
did you say?
Socks.
Oh, socks. Mm. Ooh. I'm telling you, with the... button down and the socks.
The little socks. You got it. Yeah.
But the socks are massive. They're going to be like flopping around.
I know,
around.
But it's just cute. It's some. There's something okay. about it. And this sounds grosser than I want it to sound. I shouldn't even say it.
Let's hear it.
There's something little girl about it.
Oh,
that is weird.
But you know what I'm saying, TX? I mean,
yeah, it's cute.
We should not air that.
No, I'm just saying like, what? Then why is a schoolgirl outfit so popular at like
I don't know, is
tilted
it for you?
Kilt and things like that? You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like at men weird things, they dress women. Oh my God.
Okay.
Anyway.
I think we should get to the fact.
1 in 10 women wear this of their men.
The survey finds 1 in 10 women.
Oh, nope.
No! No!
Yep. Oh. Oh.
Is she noping your nope?
I don't think that's a.
You have, oh. We left people hanging for a full day.
Right. And now they're just
you have to be kidding.
In the wind.
There are so many people in their cars right now
mad
screaming
at me.
At you.
I'm not mad. They're fine.
I'm mad.
Okay. Well, you should have
rules.
Okay, fine. I'm happy you used your nope on that. I'm gonna ask T-Hack later and then I'm gonna publicize it.
Can she nope my nope?
I think then she sacrifices her nope. And you keep yours. I think that's how it works. You can undo it, but then you get it back.
I don't know. I want to keep mine.
This is it. What do you mean? I'll use it. Nope. Go ahead, T-Hack.
1 in 10 women occasionally wear their men's underwear because they're more comfortable and more practical than women's underwear.
Are you happy? You wasted your nope, and Eric already had the answer.
Yeah,
and
underwear.
I've and? Done it.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I had to get a little procedure.
Used? Or fresh?
Fresh, okay. You weirdo.
No, well, I'm like
used?
No, but
ew,
I'm saying
boys are stinky.
No, but like, let's say you came into the room and you flung your clothes off and you made the beast with two backs and like did the thing. Okay, just pick.
You it did was that, not used.
You did all. You did that whole thing, and then it's like, oh, I'm gonna run down and grab us a bottle of champagne or whatever. I just want to put something on you. Grab his underwear off the floor.
And I'm.
I don't know why you put no, under, why yeah, would you put his no. underwear on anyway?
No, I had a procedure and I was very uncomfortable. This sounds way weirder than it was. Just a girl thing. I was very uncomfortable and so I'd rather wear his. Mm.
Whenever I have a procedure, I wear my wife's underwear too. It just, you know, makes me feel better.
All right. Anyway, okay. That's all the time we have no! for today yeah. for news. Okay. Now that we've caught you up.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program because he didn't actually welcome us. It's not over between Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively.
No, it was just the one thing.
It was just the like
his
appeal.
Yeah. Countersuit. Yeah.
It yes. wasn't over. Still what? Not over.
Right. It's never over.
Anyone?
The
Anyone?
Notebook.
Thank you.
What is it? What was he
Let
doing?
Let him have his little rom-com moment.
Oh, God.
It wasn't over.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
The judge ruled that Justin Baldoni can obtain Taylor Swift text messages.
Oh, let's go!
The suit. This is not good, and I think it's so unfair
this
to Taylor.
This is so good.
But
she should have picked better friends.
Well, totally, and I also bet it's more about Blake telling her about the situation.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
And her responding as a supportive friend. But it's bad.
So are they subpoenaing Taylor's phone
I think
or
Blake's
phone
to look at the Taylor messages?
Yeah, but what if she deleted them?
A New York judge has ruled that messages between Blake and Taylor are relevant because
so we're gonna get to read
her song in the movie.
Yes, and she threatened, if you don't let me have more control, I'm gonna take my friend Taylor's song out of your movie.
And then she threatened Taylor, if you don't take my side, I'm gonna release old text messages of ours.
That's wild.
And now Taylor, oh, by the way, Taylor has deleted all signs of Blake Lively off her Instagram.
I saw someone from the Taylor camp say, like, they will never be friends again.
It's over. Way to go, Blake.
Yeah. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Happy Juneteenth. Also, a record.
Okay. I'm going to say this. You've been playing fast and loose with the rules and doing more than one story.
Okay.
Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth, everyone.
No, you can. That is just, that's a statement. So that's not a full story. But how many stories do you think you're going to get in here? How many do you think you're going to get
Juneteenth,
in here?
Happy Juneteenth, everyone.
Thank you, Aaron. You can do your story now. Your
that's
news.
That's my news of the day. That's the most important prevalent thing. Happy
no, okay.
Juneteenth.
Go
let's
ahead. Do your next
celebrate.
One.
There was a parade.
Where?
Here.
Downtown?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Watching you two fight is really interesting. Because it scares me.
No, because you don't think she's bending the rules. Because then yesterday, but then TAC tried to slip in like five stories.
Yeah, it didn't work. We had to carry it over to today.
Yes, and it was not worth it.
No, not at all.
So you're really done?
Yeah.
Oh. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is a story for all the people who've maybe given up on reading. Time to come back because Charlie Sheen is releasing his memoir.
Shut up.
That makes me want to gouge my eyes out,
the
not read
Sheen,
it.
The Book of Sheen coming out in September. It offers fans an intimate look at his life and his career. And if there's going to be good stories in there.
Look, but he's already out. Like what? Like
are out of what?
I'm saying we already
like we know
all of his story. Like he's,
I know, but
he's
not
lived
from his perspective, I guess.
Will you buy it?
No.
Okay.
No, I can't read.
Okay. Aaron, would you like to do one more story?
We go in order. Erica?
Oh, no. I pass.
Oh my God! This has become so... Okay. I just need
a question. I don't have anything else.
Okay, I just have a question.
Yeah.
When Aaron noped my nope, I got my note back?
Yeah. You did. Mm-hmm.
Aaron?
Happy Juneteenth, everyone.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do we need veterinarians or just dog owners?
Oh my gosh, dog trainers.
Trainers.
Yeah.
Why don't you explain what's going on with your dog?
Okay.
And then we can theorize and then we'll get texts from people to tell us if.
Perfect.
Because the thing that I've said is you're just not the alpha, but this is different.
Right. So my dog is 7 months old as of like this week.
Okay.
And he's so cute and sweet half the time. The other half.
That half is when he's with your fiance.
And well, or me. Like, even when he's with me, if we're like playing, we're running around outside, everything's great. He's a great dog. Then, if I go inside, he wants me to be paying attention to him 24/7. And if I'm not, he's chewing the bottom of my pants. And
like
if I'm
chewing,
there were holes in my pajama pants last night because he would not stop chewing the bottom of my pants.
Okay.
Now my fiance is gone, so we think he's acting up extra because of that.
For sure, because he respects him and not you.
That's one way to put it.
No, I'm not trying to be mean, but he's the alpha.
Right.
In the house, and he's probably, you've been putting him in doggy daycare.
Yes.
Which he loves.
He loves. He's so excited.
Well, and I know your fiance is a sweetheart and is a super nice guy, but he's kind of a big, like, he's an intimidating force.
Yes.
So I can see where he's like, let's stay on the right side of that guy.
For sure.
Yeah. He will also, like, grab the back of his neck more if he's being bad. Like, things that I just can't bring myself to do necessarily. I get it. I'm the problem.
Yes.
So dog trainers, I'm open to suggestions for me.
I'm going to hit the gym.
It's not a bear. I think... Yeah.
No, I'm trying to go the opposite way.
Look at her. It's not, you don't have to be, you are a pushover.
I love him so much.
I know, but that's not good.
The other problem is he is of a maturing age and we are handling that in just a few days, but he will not.
Oh, what?
Yeah. He won't stop trying to make love to me. I hate referring to it as that, but here we are.
I don't think it's making love.
It's
for
not
him.
Making love. It is the animal instinct. He just will not stop.
So he'll hump just any part of you.
Yeah, and if I put my hand down to pet him, he grabs me with his paws and holds on tight and then tries to hump.
Do you think it's also because he's excited and
yes.
I don't know if like marking your territory, he's not peeing on you, but he might be doing that too.
That is the one place he's not peeing right now is on me. Because he has peed on the couch.
Am I allowed to ask this?
The wiener comes
out. Okay, that's what I wanted. Okay. It does?
Yeah, not like fully. You know, like there's, with dogs, there's the full, or there's just like a, hey!
Just a little.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
And they're so weird. Oh my God.
It's so weird.
It's so weird.
One time it came out all the way and it got like stuck.
Mm. Yeah. And then what do? Did you put it back? Did you help him put it back?
Yes, we did. We had a jar of Vaseline.
But your fiance did the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
So this dog's been spoiled.
No wonder.
Let's do that again.
Oh my gosh.
So he's in. I typed in everything you just said into ChatGPT.
I was
going fast.
Seriously.
So he's in his teenage stage.
Yes, that's what
and the humping could be because he's overstimulated, he's excited, he's stressed. Or, like you said, it's a way to get your attention.
Gosh, like all the above. I think he's stressed that my fiance is gone. I think he's trying to get my attention. And I think because he's been going to daycare, he's so tired when he comes home that he's overstimulated.
Oh.
So I did the right thing by putting him to bed last night. He slept for 12 hours.
Wow.
Like, I was like, this morning, I was like, you okay? And he's like, oh, hello. Like, so out
but
of it.
But when he said hello this morning, was it?
Not at first, but
not at all.
There.
Every morning I wake him up and I go to get him and he rolls over onto his back because he wants belly rubs strong. And then he goes, wee.
Okay, so
I'm sorry, your dog or your fiance? It's getting a little
poopy. Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This is one of the weird, I don't even know what we're going to talk about here. And this could take 2 seconds or this could take a few minutes. But I would like, with everyone's permission, and it's too late, to ask the listeners to text in. Oh, I am so scared that I can't get through it.
Wait, what are you asking them to text?
Just hold on. Text in to 303-222-5423 what you think each of our mental illnesses are.
Or our mental disabilities.
Yes, yes. What
it's
sort of things...
It's mental illness, isn't it?
In it.
TikTok sound.
What do you think
is wrong with each of us or is unique?
Sure. I think the funny thing is, I said this off air a second ago, like, I think most people are going to text that I'm a narcissist, but I'm pretending to be that.
Yeah, you're actually quite thoughtful of others. As much as it pains me to say it.
Don't let that get out. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. You suck.
Thank you.
You're a jerk.
Anytime.
No.
Do we all have to have different ones?
No.
No, we can have.
No.
Why? What do you think yours is?
Well, I think everyone in this room has some sort of anxiety.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I actually can't really feel my left arm right now because I'm having an anxiety attack.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, it happens.
What?
I've had a high anxiety week, so all week I've been having like borderline anxiety attacks during the show. Yeah, very physically.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I used to have that. Do you get tingly? Like,
oh, I'm tingly from my elbow to my wrist. I also broke this elbow years ago, and I think that is part of it. I'm fine.
This is really strange, Erica, because I had this when I was a kid, and I don't have it anymore.
It went away.
And it would happen before I was sick. I would get really anxious. I was a throw up kid.
Oh, and you didn't want to throw up.
Yes. And like anytime throw up would be coming on, I'd be like, ugh, my hands would go like, and I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? And my hands would like pull in like a crab sort
anxiety.
Of. And I was like, I never knew that.
Yeah.
I thought this is so stupid. I may have talked about this before, but like my parents' bathroom counter was like right here. And I know what I'm saying sounds insane. I thought my hand was forming the shape of how I held the counter. It was like, I thought my body was going, put your hand in the shape so you can go barf. Mm. That's what I convinced myself is like, my hand would go numb and I'm like, get in there so you can barf.
That's interesting.
That kind of makes sense for a young kid to think up.
Yeah.
I don't think that's really, like, your body doesn't go, hold like, oh, I'm about to barf and I'm going to hold the toilet. Like, it doesn't make a circle. That's a thing. I didn't know that was a thing. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, my arm hurts right now. So yes, anxiety disorder anxiety for all.
I don't think I have anxiety.
Yeah.
Anymore.
You think I do?
Yeah. I think we all do. I think Erica and I are the most severe.
Yeah.
But yeah.
For real? You guys hide it. You don't, Aaron. Erica. No.
No, but I'm a very stressed out person.
You worry, but I didn't think it hit that level. Like it eats it. It's a snake eating its own tail in your head all time.
Oh my gosh. I'll go there. This is kind of vulnerable. I had anxiety about getting married that I was like, am I not supposed to get married? Like I let my brain go and I'm
before
definitely supposed
your fiance
to get
or even like this week.
Like this week.
What are you talking about?
And then
your
I
fiance
therapy.
Loves you.
No, he's the best person in the world.
Why?
I can't
what
imagine my
anxiety?
Life without him. Because that you can't explain it.
I know.
And that's what sucks.
Yeah.
I realize how stupid I sound when it's like, just stop being anxious. Duh. Like, I know that's dumb.
Wait, so what do you think you have if it's not anxiety?
I don't know what I have. I know there's a lot wrong with me. I'm for sure a perfectionist.
That's what I was going to say, perfectionist. But is there another name for that other than
anxiety?
Obsessive.
T-Hack is OCD, so I think it would fall into that category a little bit.
Are you like diagnosed?
No.
By me.
You know, and also, you have to admit what you said off air.
What? That I've taken like online tests
that's
before.
That's so silly, dude, because it's not real. Like, you can go take an online IQ test and find out you're Mensa, but that doesn't mean you are.
I do really well on those.
No, but it's not a real IQ test.
I have them hanging up in my room.
Okay.
He's proud.
No, but I take, because I get very, very fixated on things. I guess. And I get.
Yes.
And I have OCD hoarding tendencies. I have very, like, I'm very particular, is the word I like to use.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about the tick that you have? I know you have a lot, but the one we were just.
Which?
Where you pretend to write something. It's very strange. And Aaron just outed you to Erica, so it's weird because now she's going to know.
But, like, in what context?
That's what's weird. I don't know. It's just like, that's a good example. I would just sometimes. Like take my two fingers and pinch and I would be writing context because you just said that.
Because you were trying to like process what the context was.
I don't know why. I'd pick a word that someone says and I'd write it. And I always, whenever I write it, it's always in cursive. And I never write in cursive in real life, except for when I'm doing my little notes.
It's not a word he says though.
Right. It's something someone else
says. It's something somebody else says. Mm-hmm. If you don't do like, if you said purple or you said, God, what? I can't. What is the name of that big, long, green vegetable that they make pickles out of? God, I can't think of it.
A cuke. A cucumber.
Cucumber.
I just don't like the way that you just made him like stutter on the air.
Because I know that's a thing too. He's got some words that like trip him.
But I don't know what makes me right. That's if anyone else has this, I'd love to hear it. And what triggers it? Text in 303-222-5423. If anyone, you write.
I genuinely, people have listened to our show religiously. Not really, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That probably have. I know there's one listener who has some very strong opinions about me. Mm-hmm. Love to hear from her. but like, what's wrong with each of us? You are definitely obsessive.
Thank you.
I don't think, here's the weird hot take. I don't think all the things that we diagnose and medicate are wrong.
No, they're quote unquote wrong, but they're not bad.
Yeah.
Anxiety is called self-preservation before we had computers and air conditioning.
But like to a fault.
But it doesn't, it's like, oh my God, I don't feel right about going out of the cave. That's because your body kind of senses the saber tooth out there that's going to maul your face off if you go outside.
Ooh, it's saber tooth. That's a good word to write.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who thinks Erica's going to be... Never mind, I shouldn't finish
that. Were you going to say who thinks Erica's going to be a bridezilla?
I was going to say that, yes.
I feel that I am shockingly less intense about all the wedding stuff than I am about normal things in my daily life.
Because you are intense. You are a lot.
Is that a question or a statement?
Your eyes are intense.
Which way should it? Like, there's a story right now where a bridesmaid got in trouble because she dropped a bunch of weight.
Well, she didn't get in trouble. She got unbridesmaided.
Okay, that's trouble. Yeah, you're right.
Got demoted.
Thank you. That was definitely the word I was looking for.
What did she get demoted to? Is she
guest?
A guest.
So they didn't even put her on the book, even. Like, you're all the way off.
On the book? Like, what are we doing?
That's a
yeah,
thing.
There's other roles. There's minor roles. There's usher for guys. If you're
usher
not
for
a group.
Guys, book, guest book
but dude,
attendee.
Like, okay, don't you think that these days, what are we doing?
All the time, I think that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand the usher thing.
Like usher,
yeah.
Guest book attendee.
You're right.
What do you mean? What do you mean you don't understand it?
People can just figure it out.
Yeah.
We've all been to enough weddings. And also, I don't believe in the segregated wedding anymore. Do people still do that?
Pick the sides?
Yes.
Not really. And I actually was just watching a TikTok today that was like, the bride and groom's families should actually switch so that my parents are looking at my face and not my back. And I'm like, yeah.
Or just sit wherever you want.
Well, yeah. But with the families, they walk down the aisle and then they see.
Okay, you can leave the front two rows reserved for pageantry and whatnot, but everybody else can just come in and go, I don't like...
100%.
Yeah, I mean, I it's weird to segregate. The whole point of this ceremony is the bringing together of two families, but not yet. Stay segregated.
But wait until they're married.
That makes perfect sense. Because at the beginning of the wedding, they're not together. And then until the very end
you,
of the ceremony,
hold on.
Now you're all together. Now you go to the reception as one big family. That makes...
Where you're still segregated by tables.
I don't know. Just something.
True. Yeah.
I sort of just assumed with your hipster doofus hair and your beard and your coffee house vibe that you'd be a little more accepting of progressive things when it comes to a wedding.
I think it's interesting. It's like I think it's an interesting part of the wedding when you go to one and you get to see, you're like, okay, so that's probably their cousin. Oh, that must be their grandma. Like, you know who belongs to who.
So you don't
I think
want...
I think it's interesting to scope out. And I think the ushers make it feel fancy.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe...
Is it not a fancy event?
It is, but ushers? Okay.
Thank you. I don't... Why are you even wearing a dress?
We're not even...
I think we could figure out you're the bride. Right?
Oh, my God. You're so, like, obtuse right now that you make me want to slap you and kiss you.
Oh.
Like, because you're... You're crazy, but you're kind of right.
I think it makes sense. I think it's
the tradition in a wedding.
I think I do, yeah. And also, I had my high school buddies were my groomsmen, and I had a bunch of college buddies that I needed. They were ushers. So
you made them ushers?
Yeah. What?
That's kind of a slap in the face.
Am I supposed to pick random people?
I just don't know why we have ushers.
Because then they were, in my mind, I was viewing it as like, you're still honored. You're still a part of the wedding.
You're making them work at your wedding.
Right.
It's more of an honor if I
can
just come to
letting them sit down.
Relax.
Help the
single
women to their seats. Oh, the poor fellas. I'm helping them.
Okay, I'm not single anymore, but.
I'm helping them.
You see, I do love what you're doing because you got Erica riled up and she's showing that bridezilla side a little bit. It's in there.
Everything in my wedding is going to be rather non-traditional.
Who's your maid of honor?
My sisters.
Both of them.
Both of them. Maids of honor.
We've
each done that for each other.
Is it technically matron of honor?
They're both married and have kids, so they're just whatever.
There's a different term?
Yeah.
Yeah, so say one of my sisters was married and one was not, they would be the matron, that's the married one, and the maid of honor. It's very weird, hence going non-traditional.
Okay. But if one of your sisters suddenly, are they both married?
Both married. Both have kids.
One of them starts having an affair with a biker dude and suddenly sleeves out. She just gets dragons and all this crap down one arm and she's like, and like piercings everywhere. Like her face looks like a pincushion.
Yeah, the outside arm for when she's standing up top.
Yes,
at the front.
That arm. The right arm.
Yeah.
You guys are missing something.
What?
My fiance has a sleeve.
Oh.
Not bothered.
Okay,
but he's not going sleeveless at the wedding. Well, I don't know.
Very non-traditional.
Non-traditional. Well, okay, so then she Cindy Loppers and shaves one side of her head.
Okay.
You are lying, Erica.
I'm not lying. They're my best friends. I don't care what they look like.
Okay. And if one of them gets just huge fat, doesn't matter. Cute,
no.
Super skinny, makes you look
they
bad.
They are super skinny, so the jury's out for me.
So you don't care. Because like, I've been married to people, as we know, multiple times. But like, my first wife was like a bridesmaid. Mm-hmm. She was just, every friend's that's, like, I want you. But then some of them are like, you have a tattoo on your foot, cover it.
Weird.
I found it weird,
too. You love
too.
Your friends for who they are and the way they express themselves and all of that. why would you ever be like, but you can't be that today? Mm.
But what if you knew the friend as little, like you grew up together, so you loved them for 17 years before they had the tattoo, and now they've gotten the tattoo and you don't live in the same town, and you're like, I still love you, but I don't like that tattoo. Like,
but this is a small town wedding.
I wasn't even with you when you got it, and like that's a, that's the new you.
A tattoo of boobs or something, yeah, I'd probably be like,
but what? But what? Then cover it? What would be the answer?
No, I'd just suck it up, but I'd probably be like, that's a little unfortunate.
I just, not on my skin, though, so yeah, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But you, like, do you have grandparents or anybody that, like, you, because with this particular wife of mine, my God, it's so hard to tell stories with just this, all the pressure.
Ex-wife number one.
Yes, ex number one. Rhymes with sticky. It's what we've always called her on the air. Okay. It doesn't matter. Like, this was about the grandparents coming, and they're like, they're just... I think they weren't, not to like blast you, but I think they were from Iowa, and they're like, they're just farm people and they don't want to see a bunch of like ink and craziness. Yeah.
Well, it usually
there.
Means you're branded. It means you're, if you come from Iowa.
But, like, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I think you're not going to win on this with me because my family is so cool. Like, no one cares. And again, my fiance has a sleeve, like, and like weird tattoos on, like, on his foot. You noticed it. He has like a little peep tattoo.
Yeah, I did notice.
What?
It. Yeah.
Was it my most favorite thing about him when I met him? No, but whatever.
Can we have another timeout and know why, like, Tiak has seen his naked foot?
It's not all I've seen.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I think I love Sabrina Carpenter.
Who wouldn't?
It's not even a physical thing. It's not her music. She's talking about banning phones at her concerts. Mm. And as a person who we recently talked about screen time, and mine is outrageous.
Yeah. Very high. Yeah.
What's your not screen time?
I don't know. That can't be real, by the way. It can't be. I mean,
could it not be though? What was it? Like 11 hours?
Yes. Over 11 hours. I'm not on it right now.
Okay, so, but in between, like, songs and stuff?
No,
like,
I don't really grab it that much.
I forget. Did we clarify, like, does it count your watch and your computer? Like, you have so many things all linked to your account.
I think my phone's overheating. I have to charge my phone and my watch 4 times a day now.
Oh, okay. Like, well,
you have a personal problem.
No, but I think there's something wrong with it. I think it thinks I'm on it all the time, and I'm not on it.
Like, maybe it's not locking.
Something, yeah. Hmm. But, like, I just want to say, kudos to Sabrina because she's tired of people just not being present.
Well, here's what's interesting with Sabrina, though. So obviously she had the Short and Sweet tour. It was huge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Every single night on TikTok,
yeah,
I would see what the Juno position was.
Yep. And then before that, when she was opening for Taylor, it was what is the city thing that she's doing at the end of
Nonsense.
Yes.
So
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
She would change the outro to her song Nonsense.
Okay.
And she would like
customize it to wherever they want.
Yep. So my thing is, while she says she wants to ban them, sorry, girl, that's like half your marketing.
Yeah.
But now she's there. So can she ban them? Don't you want that?
Kind of part of the fun of a Sabrina show, though.
Yeah. Is it like a competition, though? Like, everyone's like, I'm filming this moment, and I hope my version of the TikTok is the one that gets picked.
And I hate that, but it's part of her shtick.
But okay,
I can't believe you're saying this, because I had the same thought. Like, that's what I know of Sabrina Carpenter, are those short videos from her concert. Yeah.
Okay, Aaron goes to the most concerts of anybody in here.
Mm-hmm.
And you always post on the Slacker show, you post video.
Of course.
Would you be able to not get your phone out at a concert?
No.
Why
also
not?
Also because it's my insulin pump, so please let me have it.
Oh my God.
But
But don't you feel so, like, I want to bring up. Like,
I try to limit it as much as possible. I'll film like one verse, one chorus. And if it's like.
Total?
Of each, not of each song, but of the the big ones. And then I'll try to do like B-roll or something, but that's it.
That's too much. You guys, okay. I know I've been geeking out about Coldplay, but I got to remember what song it was. But they played most of their songs, and we're getting down to the point where we're going to leave and come back. But then he does the thing where he's like,
"How do you really feel?"
I Because I think encores are stupid.
They are.
Some bands are now just like, hey man, we got like three more songs, and Taylor you already Swift know what they are.
Do an encore.
We don't have to leave and come back. We're mm-hmm. just gonna. When you hear that really big song, guess what? We're done.
That's it.
We're going. Bye.
A Sky Full of Stars.
Oh yeah. Okay. Mm. So then he's like, we're gonna play The Sky Full of Stars, and we're like, wait, you already played that? And he's like, but I want you to put your phones away.
I love it.
And they turned the lights on in the stadium, and it was like we were all accountable. Mm-hmm. It's like, put your phone away. That song, everybody sang more, everybody danced more. It was like a concert again. Instead of everybody just holding their, like you're experiencing this show that's bigger in life through a 3-inch screen.
And
that's
you
stupid.
Almost never go back to watch the footage.
That's what, yeah, exactly. So what is it for? Point?
I know. And I'm with you. I'd love if we all just put our phones down, but I feel like it's just become such a part of the thing. Like Taylor Swift did surprise songs on the Eras Tour.
Yeah.
Of course.
But and it's like a she surprise would change for
the colors
a reason.
Of her outfits. And it's like people wanted to be the ones to capture that.
Of course. Yeah.
How else can I flex? I'm letting you know. I'm at the show. You're not.
But just they loser. Know you're at the like, show.
I'm here.
Like, we know it's dumb. It's also just the way it is.
But like at comedy shows, you're not allowed to bring them in anymore.
Well, you have to like lock them in the,
yeah.
baggies,
in the yonder
right?
bags. Yeah.
That's when
yeah.
I bring a second phone.
For your insulin
pump. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, I need this and I don't want to go outside every single time.
Right.
So you're you're against this?
Not all the time. Well, against Sabrina, yeah. Comedy shows I get.
Okay. I'm pro because I go to more like sporting events and maybe take a picture, but I don't need to. It's more like as I'm leaving, I'm like, oh, I should take a picture.
I want to take this. I don't want to get completely off track. I want to take this like 4,000 degrees farther. I think restaurants should ban them. I think when you walk into
what?
A restaurant.
Yeah, I agree.
You
that.
Should be. If I
need my tablet at the table.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Aaron's a tablet kid.
Aaron's dying of like an insulin shot. But I want it to be like when you're mm-hmm. sitting there with your kids, if everybody's on their phone, then you're not present with your kids.
Yeah.
I agree completely. Yeah, we have a no phone at the table rule all the time.
Yeah, we don't. We try not to use ours.
So then everybody's
but
on board.
Sometimes if my food looks really good, I want to take a video of it.
Or you got to take a video of Aaron like convulsing on the floor.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a pro tip for somebody. If you're mad at your boyfriend, try not to drag everyone in the neighborhood into your problems.
Mm. Oh boy. Yeah. Okay. And I've got a story of the saddest man around. And no, it's not Slacker.
Aww.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, my story comes from Florida.
Let's go!
Well, a man had to call the police to his room, his private room.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And he's an idiot. He paid $300 for a stripper and she shot him down.
What?
But even though he paid the money and he said, you know what? I'm calling the police.
She shot him down in what way?
She did not want to have relations with him.
Oh.
And so he said, yeah, I'm calling the police. And the officer said he's drunk and that's a misuse of 911.
So he got a ticket?
So he got arrested.
Okay.
And yep. Isn't that illegal? Didn't he turn himself in?
Basically? Yeah, don't you?
But if you're at a strip club.
But you're still paying one for relations.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, clearly.
Because
she wasn't going to do.
Miscommunication.
Yeah, I was
right.
Like. Yeah.
Just a okay. miscommunication.
I thought she was going to sell me drugs and have relations with me.
Right.
Yeah, no.
But none of it happened.
But he still called 911 and misused it.
Yeah. He probably didn't get his money back either.
Yeah, nope. Probably nope. not.
She's, All right, well, I've got a story, unfortunately, out of Florida!
It's a daily double.
Oh, it is. Hold on.
That was the sound I was trying to make.
Yep, that's not what you were doing, though.
Nope, sure wasn't.
I have a woman who was mad at her boyfriend and decided to get revenge on him by pouring cooking oil all over his car.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then lighting it on fire.
Oh, jeez.
Unfortunately, his car was parked at their apartment complex.
As it would be.
Which also...
Oh, girl, why?
Yeah.
Can't people understand that fire spreads?
Thanks, Smokey.
Anytime, kids.
isn't what I meant when I asked you to change the oil. This is a cookie and oil.
All right. Anyway, she's going to jail. And those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.